Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Show, welcome to another
Lecheka,
where we read your Leche fan mail, answer your gut as a question, and we do Been There, Done That, where we catch up with you. No Been There, Done That this week, but we do have a Leche fan mail and a bunch of Pahabol Gatas questions and some recent Gatas questions that we are going to answer today. But for the first time listeners, you can check out our regular mixes. Season 2 Mix 26 is already out as well. But yeah, welcome to the show, man.
What's up, everybody? Hope you had a wonderful week. And I just can't wait. I feel like this weekend is going to be, again, another big weekend for me because another new BTS song is going to come out. Nice. So you all know I'm going to be a busy fangirl. Just okay?
Okay. All right. Let's go with the Leche fan mail for today. This one says, you can read my name. Also, I would request, I would like to request that JC read this fan mail.
Ah, ganon. Ganon.
Because for some reason, voice ni JC na i-imagine kung nagbabasa nito while I was
talking. Ah, ganon. Ah, sige.
Sige. Dear JC, Rika, and Special Agent John, how you been? I would like to let you know that I would like to let you know that I started listening to the Halala show just last March when Rika mentioned it in an episode of The Morning Rush. Wow. But okay. Technically, I've been with you from the start because I began with mix number 1, and I'm proud to say that I have caught up listening to all available episodes as of June 30. Wow, in 3 months, you caught up with like 200 episodes?
Whoa.
That's crazy.
All right, all right.
I listen to your podcast while working out, working from home, cooking, or just lying in bed while playing Minesweeper. Oh, do you ever play Minesweeper, Rika G?
Yes, I do. I love Minesweeper.
Dude, for the longest time, I didn't understand the rules of the game.
Same.
Like when I was young, I was just clicking and I was like, oh shit, there's a mine here. How did it? And
then I only understood it as an adult.
Me too.
As in, me too.
Like, I was like, why are the, like, I knew, like, when I saw, like, big numbers, I was like, oh, this is bad. But I didn't know what it meant. So, yeah, I had a Minesweeper phase in college. Anyway, does Rika know Harry Potter edition on April 25, 2019 was a really memorable mix for me? As a Harry Potter fan, na proud ako na maraming nasagot si Rika sa mga tanong ni JC.
Siyempre! Hello!
Another notable episode was Tres Leches with Sei Tioko on September 7, 2020. I didn't know her prior to the episode, but she sounded so bubbly and passionate. I had fun listening to everything she had to say. Oh, diba? I love listening to the Halala show because I feel like I have an ate, a kuya, and a tito that I can trust. Wait, sining tito?
Sining tito?
Wait, JC, thanks. JC, thanks for your good movie recommendations. I end up liking as well the movies you say you enjoy watching. Rika, nakakaaliw ang passion mo for BTS, yung level ng love mo for them. Same as level ng love ko for math. Wow.
Math, wow. Yeah. Okay,
and special agent John yung tito.
Say
and
tito.
Special
okay.
Agent John, thanks for your supportive silence. Hindi ka judgmental. Oh, by the way, speaking of your BTS, you know, I remember way back, like, you didn't even listen to BTS. And then, like, I remember we talked about BTS and you didn't know much about them before. Mm-hmm. You remember that? I was like, who's this
guy? I do.
Right? So it's kind of cool seeing the development of your army-ness throughout the year.
And I feel like I'm really so thankful with BTS because it opened the doors for me for another genre that I did not know I would enjoy this much because, you know, I'm not just into BTS. Now I'm into the whole K-pop world. And not just that, the Asian music we have right now, you know, Indonesian artists, Vietnamese rappers, they're all so good. Just break the language barrier. Yung parang, kasi I think a lot of people, and I've heard this before, a lot of people say, I don't really like the sound if it's not English? And I'm like, no. You know, music transcends. Mm. You know, it goes through the language barrier, culture barrier. As long as you like, for me, because I like the beat, I like the feel, I like the vibes. It doesn't matter what language it is. Yeah. That's why we have the internet, right? We can always search for what it means, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so for all the, I'm sure there are Leche fans that haven't listened to the older mixes, which is okay, right? Because, you know, we stay up to date. We're hip, right? We're trained. but it does, you do get a little bit of kind of like our character development over the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. You'll kind of see a lot of changes. So anyway, to finish off the email, much appreciation goes to the three of you, because I feel like we all share a lot of the same values and outlook we have in life. Most of the time, I just find myself nodding my head whenever you guys would give your opinion about the TTs. Ang complete opposite lang sa atin, Rica, is I do not know any BTS songs.
It's okay.
JC naman, I love Attack on Titan, and Special Agent John, I don't always follow the rules. Looking forward to more mixes and more commercials to pay the bills. The podcast helped me keep my mental stability during the pandemic. You guys will forever be a part of my pandemic stories. I hope in the future we can all have Chowking or Razon's Halo Halo together. Your Potterhead mathematician and Leche fan, Patrick Lubenia. Thank you, Patrick. That was a very nice
Thanks.
Email. Very nice.
Fun fact, I believe Patrick was my brother's teacher in high school. I believe If I'm not mistaken, yes.
Cool,
right?
Oh, I mean, I can kind of guess if he loves math as much as he says he does. That's crazy.
He's
math,
a math teacher?
Right? I've never met anyone who's, I lie. I've met people who are math majors. So I guess they love math, right? I assume they would love math, right? If they're a math major. But that's crazy. Yeah. I love math. That's impressive. Because I hate math.
Same. No, you know what? I love an aspect of math where you know everything is sure. You know, everything is like there's a solution, there's a problem, mm-hmm. there's, you know, but I just don't like the whole memorization and, you know, the whole problem solving.
Formulas.
The formulas. But I like that aspect. Yung parang everything is sure. You know that there's an answer for everything.
Yeah, actually, I think that's what makes math so desirable. Just in general, I mean, I always question the importance of math. You know, besides the fundamentals of basic addition, which is important in everyday life, I always wondered what the point of learning like certain formulas were. Like, I haven't used these formulas ever in my real life. But then the fact that you can comprehend and find an answer to these things. I was told before that math was really just a kind of a gauge to show that you can understand concepts. And I think that's what really is like, that's why mathematicians are so smart, because they understand concepts and then apply it to everyday life, whether it be mathematical or not. Yeah. So anyway, shout out, Patrick. Thank you so much, man. That was a
shout
cool
out.
One. Shout out. All right, Moo, let's do some, got us a question. This one was asked to me, but I think it's perfect for you, Rica, because you just got your hair fixed. So someone asked, Angie asked, JC, what do you plan to do with your hair? And I know Rica G, I just found out today, just got a Korean perm, right?
Yes, I got a Korean perm. So the salon is called Chic Salon. And on Instagram, their Instagram is Chic Salon 2006. So Chic, C-H-I-C. Salon. Uh-huh. And then it's in San Juan. And what's fun about it is it's affordable. If you like K-pop, they blast a lot of K-pop, not blast, but like they play a lot of K-pop songs while you're in there. And then everything's just so calming because they're also quiet for some reason. I love the whole experience. So I did get a Korean perm. And what I also love about it is they kind of like customize everything for your hair, because every single step, the stylist checked my hair, if it's good, you know, what type of hair texture I have. So it's not like a cookie cutter kind of thing where they just slap it on you and then they leave you. No, they actually check your hair. I love it. So that's the state of my hair right now. It's actually still a little tight. You know, the curls are still a little tight, but then that's expected because, you know, it's going to get relaxed in a couple of days.
What's the aftercare for that? Like, are you allowed to shower?
they told me that no shampoo for 2 days. And
no
then after that,
exactly. No,
that's what I said.
Not
I
an
said,
issue, friends.
It's a non-issue, okay? No, but that's what I said. I was like, I don't wash my hair for like a week, dude.
Oh, there you go, man.
So just no shampoo. And then they have like available treatments there. Okay. Yung parang that you can buy, that you can take home. So I got the one that's 800 pesos. And then you could just like crimp your hair after showering. But that's after 2 days. Okay. And then basically that's it. You can already tie your hair after. It's basically like a perm and go. Yeah, you're good to go. I know, perm and go. It's so cool. And then they have these machines that they use. Like, I've never seen them. I've only seen them in movies, like these machines that they hook it up in your hair and shit. So it's pretty cool. It's a really nice experience, very calming. And I love the whole vibe of the place. It's in San Juan. So I suggest, JC, if you're going to go, I suggest you go there.
Okay. I will check it out, man. Like I'm just actually to answer the question from Angie. I wanted to get that Korean perm because I've seen it on YouTube, like TikTok and shit. Like it looks cool, man. And I've never done that. I've never done the only thing. Actually, did you know, Rika G, that I dyed my hair when I was like 12?
When? The photo? We have been friends for 5 years. You have not shown me a single photo of your colored hair.
I was a kid. Like, I was young. Like, I was still in elementary school. And I vacationed here in the Philippines. And me
was
and
it
two
frost
of my other
and dips? Kids,
no, it was brown, bro.
Patingin!
Wala nga akong photo. I have no proof that it happened. But I had like a bowl cut. And it was brown.
Why?
Oh man, I just like thinking about it makes me cringe. But so I'm gonna do it. I'm just waiting for the sides of my hair to be a little bit longer. I did the math because on average, diba, yung hair grows half an inch per month, give or take. That's like average. Sometimes it's longer, sometimes shorter.
Right.
Oh, I think kulang pa ng ano, mga 1 or 2 inches. So, so siguro by the Burr months, pwede na.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Sige.
I hope to see what happens there. All right. Let's do another one. This one, one from earlier today, actually, because the NBA playoffs happened. And I know Rika has a lot to say about this. And we're playing as a story. So Alex is asking you, who do you have in the NBA finals? Is it the Phoenix Suns or the Milwaukee Bucks? I posted on IG. Yung poll, tapos si Rika nag-reply pa. Daming alam eh.
Dami ko alam eh. Updated ako eh. I was like, Suns.
So Rika G has the Phoenix Suns for the NBA finals, winning the final. Actually, I was watching, like, we're recording right now, and kakatapos lang ng game, the Phoenix Suns won game one. Man, they look really good, huh? Like, they look like they are, as the term in sports is, running on all cylinders. They are just clicking.
What does that mean?
They are just,
oh, I get
everything
it, I get
is
it.
Working, man.
Yeah, everything
Chris
is,
Paul
yeah.
had a monster game. He had like 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
Me, myself, naman, I don't like Chris Paul. And people who, like, if you listen to my solo podcast or just know me in general, I hate Chris Paul. I hate his face. I know he's a good, like,
what did he ever do to you?
Like, I know he's a great player. Like, they call him point, because he's point guard. His nickname is point god, because he's that good. I've never liked him ever since. Like, he just has a whiny face. Like, he looks like he's always.
He has a whiny face.
Yeah, man, I hate it, bro. I hate it. I respect him, and if he wins them, man, I wouldn't be mad. Like, because I also like a lot of the players on the Suns. I love Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, both young guys who I think deserve it as well. But I'm going for Milwaukee because I also like Giannis. Do you know Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yes. Greek. Yeah.
I like him. I think he's a very humble guy. Although there is much to improve in this game. Like, I've been watching him this playoffs. He really doesn't have much dynamic to his game, man. Like, he has only, like, one or two moves. The only reason he succeeds is because he's so fucking athletically, freakishly athletic. Like, kaya nga nickname niya Greek Freak. Like, he looks like a Greek god, bro. His body is insane. But he needs to work on, like, more post moves, et cetera. But my favorite player on the Milwaukee Bucks, his name is Brook Lopez. He's their center, one of their centers, because he used to play for the New Jersey Nets, which then became the Brooklyn Nets. Because my favorite player of all time is Vince Carter. He was on the Nets for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I was a big fan of Brook Lopez, dati pa, like when I was still in high school, I think. So I'm going for the Milwaukee Bucks, but whoever wins, man, it doesn't really matter, because what's cool about this also is that there's only one player on both teams, Reeks, that has played in the NBA Finals.
There's only one?
Yeah, so none of these players have won a championship. See, Jay Crowder, he played when he was with LeBron, I think, in the Cavaliers. I think I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
Wow, this is like such an entertaining, I want to say conference.
Yes, entertaining finals, because it's
finals. There we go. Yeah.
But it's cool because the winners of this finals, they're going to be first time winners. Like, it's not the same old, you know, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Steph Curry that we've been seeing for the last, you know, decade pretty much. So I'm going to watch every game, and whoever wins, like, I'm not going to be mad or anything. Right. Just Chris Paul's fucking face, bro. Something about his face, man.
I get it, because I get it. Face, I know some people who just have a punchable face.
Dude, Chris Paul has and there's another guy. What's the fucking guy's name? There's another guy on the Suns. I hate his face, dude. Cameron Payne. I hate his face.
Oh, God.
I hate
You know it. What? I love these talks with you about the NBA, because at least I get a little, you know, perspective and knowledge, because over the weekend I embarrassed myself in front of somebody who was a big fan of basketball. So tinanong niya ako na parang, what do you know about the NBA? And I'm like, I know that the Suns are out. They're like not in the finals.
Nice.
And they're like, that is completely wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you had a 1 in 20. I mean, how many teams are there? Like 29? You had a 1 in 29 chance.
I know.
Of getting it wrong.
And then another embarrassing thing was because I was scrolling through Instagram, and then I just, you know, blurted out. I was in front of my friend. I blurted out Devin Booker, man. And then she started talking about the NBA like for a good 5 minutes. And then at the end, I had to tell her, no, I meant I really like his face. Like, I think he's cute. NBA. Sorry. And I'm like, I need to talk to James Timar.
Galing ni Devin Booker, he's really good, dude. I've been a fan of him for a while now. A few years now, maybe three, four years. I've been a big fan of him. So shout out to Devin Booker. Also one final cool story of this playoffs. There's a player named Torrey Craig. He plays on the Suns right now. But earlier this year, he was traded from the Bucks. And the ruling is, if you played for the team anytime throughout the year, you win a championship if that team wins a championship. So Torrey Craig is guaranteed an NBA championship in a way. Because if Phoenix wins, he's on the team. He gets a ring. But if Milwaukee wins, he gets a ring as well, because he played for them earlier during the season.
What?
Which is pretty cool. Pretty cool, right? Galing.
That's cool.
But of course, I'm sure he wants to win it as a member of the Suns, because he's actually on the Suns right now. Anyway, good luck to both teams. So Rika has the Suns. I have the Bucks. So I guess we could have a little cool rivalry.
Look at that. That was later on. I'm going to watch the highlights. So, you know. Because I don't have a way to watch it like live. I don't have those apps.
Yeah. Well, if it comes to like an important game, like let's say umabot sa game 7, we should watch it together. All right. Let's move on to another question. This one from Ty, who asks us, who is the most famous person that follows you on Instagram? Oh, that's a good question. I'm sure you have a lot, right? You have a lot, don't you?
No.
Lie. Yung mga local celebs at least.
I don't think so, dude. Yes. And how will I know?
No, because you know, sino? Man. Sino nga yun? Sino Ina Raymundo, di ba? Ina Raymundo follows you, di ba? Doesn't Ina Raymundo follow you on Instagram?
Did she?
Doesn't
wait
she?
Lang. Ina. Wait lang. She does!
No, I remember talking to you about this, because I interviewed Ina Raymundo. She didn't follow me back. Why Sorry, ka finalo. Ako hindi.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, another one. Another one. I just found out. I just found Sam Conception.
Sam Conception follows you on Instagram?
For some reason. What? Please don't tell him that I said it here in the podcast.
Damn.
For some reason, he's very friendly. Sometimes when I would react, because I just reacted to his outfit. I really love his outfits. And then he said, thank you. And I'm like, wow, what a nice person. Wow.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
I know.
Galing.
Ang galing, di ba?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Who do I am? I mean, I Arnel Pineda follows me because I interviewed him.
What?
One time.
Cool.
But if we're talking about like followers, follow like who has the most followers? Probably I have a few like Charlene,
Joao,
yeah, Joao Constantia follows me. You know the story? Like I've said this story. Why? Right? Like
yeah.
We became friends during the filming of Pinoy Boy Band
please,
Superstar.
Please, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
Si Charlene San Pedro naman and si Donnie Panginan. Donnie Panginan. Yeah. Because we worked together. We were all in the same batch of mix VJs. But yeah, it's crazy, man. These I cannot imagine like yung mga like for example si Donnie. It's insane, man. Like when he posts something, he literally gets thousands of likes in the first 30 seconds. It's crazy.
I'm thinking if you're in the millions, I would like to think that these people have Finstas because you can't keep up with the, you know.
Yeah. I probably
know this, right?
Yeah. Because you can't even browse your shit, right?
No, you can't.
You're going to just be flooded with stuff. I cannot imagine. Yeah. Anyway, Moo, let's do another one. Been looking for new food to try. This is from Michael. Been looking for new food to try. Any recos that you've tried lately? I have not tried lately, but I have on my IG, I have mga Instagram pages, like mga saved posts. And Rhea Rams, my radio partner, she recommended one to me that looks good, and she actually ordered. It's called Thigh Joint, THIGHJOINT, Thigh Joint. So that looks good, but of course I haven't tried it yet. And another one that I haven't tried, which I've seen on, it's actually the ad actually was very effective. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Usually IG ads don't really work on me, but something called Yang Gang, yung chicken.
Oh yeah, the fried chicken.
Nakita mo yun? Do you get that ad too?
I follow them. I think I follow them. Yeah,
ang ads nila. I was like,
galing. I know. They look so like scrumptious.
Yeah. I tried recently Beast Burger. I think it's in Capitolio. Oh.
Okay. How was it?
It was okay. Their umami burger was pretty good.
Mm.
Their chicken popper na buffalo chicken poppers were also pretty good. And I mean, those are the things that I've tried lately, but I've been sticking to Marugame, man. Like, so if you haven't tried Marugame, that is the one. That's the place you have to kind of try out. In my opinion, like that's where you gotta go.
True.
Marugame.
For me, actually, yesterday I passed by Marugame and I was like, "Damn, I really want that beef." What do you call that? Like beef. What's that dish?
The gyudon.
Yeah, the gyudon. Anyway, gyudon. For me, just one. It's. I mean, I've tried it before, but I always want to recommend it to people. It's Cosmic. It's like a vegetarian, vegan restaurant. But if you're not a vegetarian, you will still enjoy it because they really make it so well to the point that you won't even recognize that it's vegetarian / vegan.
Yeah.
So wow. I recommend that one.
Are they open before, Anna? For
deliveries, yeah.
Deliveries? Oh, okay.
Yeah. We just had it delivered.
All right. Moo, one last question. Last question from... Who is it? I can't read this username. It's like JG27 something.
Okay.
Who asks, what are your thoughts on water bottles, the water bottle craze? I guess he's talking about, or he or she, I don't know, talks about yung mga clean canteen and...
Right.
What's the other one?
Yung bago.
Hindi siya bago eh. There's clean canteen, there's another one eh.
What do you call that one? Hazel has that one, but yeah, I remember.
Bothering me. I'm gonna look
I don't
it up.
Remember.
Water bottle.
Yeah, I mean, like right now, I have three tumblers on rotation. four tumblers, okay? So that's two for water and then two for coffee. So
yung two for coffee,
hydro flask, there we go.
That's what I was thinking.
So yung sa akin, yung dalawa kong for water, it's just that sometimes I need a slimmer one, so I have a slim one, and then sometimes I need like the regular one, the bigger one. And then for the coffee naman, I need two kasi one's for ice and then the one that has a straw, and then one's for hot, the one that has a spout.
Yeah.
So basically that's it. And then
four? That's crazy.
I have four.
I'm killing. I don't even have one.
You don't even have one?
No, I used to have one.
No, because I kind of get it. Because there are people who are just not, you know, water drinkers during the day. They mostly drink during meals. Mm. I need to drink water constantly because of my condition. So I really, you know, I have a habit of bringing my own water container. And sometimes I would just ask for water in random restaurants. Thankfully, they allow it now, because before they don't allow it. But now they do.
Okay.
Yeah,
I will so say though that what I mean, I had one before my cousin gave me, because I think he bought it. That is a Costco. I guess yung SNR ng US. And it was like a 2-for-1. So he gave me one. And I used it for a while. The only thing, I think I dropped it too many times, like nasira yung cap. So hindi ko magamit. But I will say, I was really impressed at how the at least the good quality ones, I'm guessing like Clean Canteen, Hydro Flask are the same as well. How long they hold the temperature. Inside.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Whether hot or cold. Oh, I
also recommend Stanley. Stanley is actually, I think, like an outdoor brand for camping and everything, but they do have really good tumblers as well.
Stanley. How do you clean yung coffee one? Like, if you want to use it for something else. Like, my issue is like, hindi kasi yung kamay ko sa loob. So, you just put soap
No, I have like a bottle scrub. The one that's long and thin. The one that you can put inside. Yeah, dude. And I recommend... Okay, I recommend if you're really into, because the bottle cleaners that they have in the grocery stores or department stores, they look very antiseptic. You know what I mean? Like, it's just white or whatever. It doesn't really go well with, you know, an aesthetic, I guess. Because I like the neutral tones. So if you want, I recommend the bottle cleaner that they have in Muji. It's super inexpensive. And if you see it, it's like a wire thing that you lock so that you can just lock the sponge, right? And then you can take out the sponge and buy a new one if it's like worn out. And it looks really great. If you guys can pass by Muji, like I said, if you're really into that look, I recommend Muji. But if you're not, I mean, they have a bunch in the department store or grocery store.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, you have to buy that, dude, because, you know, there are a lot of gunk that can, you know, stay in there. Yeah.
I actually did a Google search recently because I use a water pitcher, right, for my water. And I, you know, because I live alone, I don't use a cup. I just drink out of it, right? Mm-hmm. But I was always wondering, if you were just going to pour water from a water pitcher into a cup, how often do you have to clean the pitcher? Because it's not really getting dirty. Because you're not, let's say you don't drink from it directly. And the only thing that it's not like, you know, it's not a sugary drink or whatever. It doesn't leave any residue. How dirty can a water pitcher get? I mean, I'm sure it can. I had to Google search it. Like, how often should I clean my water pitcher? Because it doesn't get dirty.
You'd think that it doesn't get dirty, right? I'm sure there are like things that you don't see that get stuck in there. Because I remember having, I lied. I have 5 tumblers, but one tumbler. The fifth one. I know.
Are you a tumbler shameless? Huh? Are you ashamed you have so many tumblers?
No. I just forgot. But the fifth one is actually for my biking/outdoor, which is a foldable one that folds into like a flat circle. That one, actually, when I looked closely, I was like, damn, this is fucking dirty, dude. Like, it had... I don't know, some gunk in the spout and everything. So the guy in the store recommended that I freeze it because it's foldable. Okay. It has like a different texture or material, material. So I put lemon in it, like an actual lemon, and then water, and then you freeze it, and that's how you clean the insides. But for the spout, you can just, you know, you can just wash it with normal soap and water. So
I did something similar before, not with lemon, but because I used to be big into biking and whatever. I had a camel pack. Alam mo yun? Yung backpack na may water.
Na may water, it
comes with a straw.
How do you clean it?
Yun nga, you have to put soap and water inside. Sometimes you can, or like you said, you can freeze it with like something inside na parang cleaner and then let it melt. But it is kind of a pain in the ass to clean. But I thought it was so cool. Because I used the camel pack for school too. Just because I, you know, lalang. It seemed cool. I could drink water from your backpack. True.
I can't wait to bike with you, dude. I cannot wait. I feel like we would go everywhere.
True that. Actually, the last question, this one from John rather asked, what is the update on the Halo Halo Show bike group?
Man, we just have to set it up, dude. As in, especially you. I mean, I'm just waiting for your bike because I just bought a bike this weekend. It's a road bike. It's like a very entry level. It's an entry level because I'm just getting ready, you know, to like buy an actual like heavy duty bike. Pero gusto ko road bike pa din. So I bought like an entry level bike just so that I could get the feel of having or riding a road bike because I've been riding my mountain bike to work the past week, couple of weeks or past week. So I can't wait. Yeah, I cannot wait. I just adjusted the seat yesterday for my road bike, and I might ride it today going to, you know, errands and shit.
Do you have a cushion on your seat? Because every time I always have to have a cushion on my seat because my ass hurts, bro, when I sit on any bike seat. Doesn't matter. I need to get yung parang gel na upuan.
They have a lot of that in Decathlon. Yeah,
I have to,
I don't know, maybe because I'm used to the seat. Kasi nga, diba, I bike a lot, like stationary bike. I'm kind of used to it. It didn't really bother me when we had that kind of long ride last Sunday in BGC and Makati. No, not long ride, but like, you know, a ride, BGC Makati. And it didn't bother me at all. And I was thinking maybe because I'm used to riding like a bike.
You think it's going to get to that point where we wear, alam mo yung ano, yung biker na ano? Yung mga biker clothing. Dude, you know what I'm talking about? Yung aerodynamic.
Yung wag ka, bumili hugging. Na kami ng friend ko.
Bumili na.
I've had a bike for like a week and this is where I'm going. Oh God.
I have never worn, like I always bike in just like basketball shorts and
they say naman talaga it's okay eh.
Yeah, it's fine. Sure it's okay. Yeah. I wonder like how much of a difference, I'm sure it does. Like obviously.
I cannot wait to ride my bike and just ride in my, cause it's a little rainy these days.
Yeah.
But next time we're riding a bike, I'm going to ride in my sports bra and that's it because it's fucking hot here in the Philippines. Okay. It's
freaking hot.
I need
to buy sunblock then, no? Sunblock.
Yeah, dude.
Let me go buy again.
I can't wait to bike with you.
I was telling Rika before we start recording, by the end of this month, for sure, Meron, I have two things on my agenda this month. I have to renew my passport and I have to get a bike so that I can do the bike thing. All right. That's it, man, for the Goddess of Question. Before we end, though, we're not going to do official commercials, but we want to remind you that we still have a great partnership through Podcast Network Asia and NordVPN, man. Get NordVPN. It's awesome.
It's awesome. So if you're going to get NordVPN, use our code, which is Halo Halo. And then the link is in the description box.
Yeah, you get the deal. The deal is really good. But on top of they're a really great deal, 73% off still as of this recording. You get an extra few months because you use our code. And oh, man, it's been life changing for me. I mean, I'm not just saying that because, you know, we're partnered with them, but I have done so much cool shit on NordVPN. I wish I had this before. I was doing like online racket before through Amazon.
Ooh, that would have been
But that was nahuli ako kasi hindi pala ano USIP yung ginagamit. should have invested in a VPN way before then. And then, of course, the Netflix catalogs that you can access. I've been in Japan's Netflix. You know, Japan has the most movies.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Do they have Harry Potter?
I don't think they do. But yeah, go Google like which Netflix catalog has the most movies. Japan has the most, surprisingly.
Yeah.
So I've been on Netflix Japan watching movies for a while now.
I can't wait. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it. The code and everything, the link is in our description for this mix. But thank you to everyone for listening today. Mix 27, Season 2 Mix 27 will be out next Monday. And a reminder, please tell your friends and family or whatever to follow us on Spotify. It's a big help for all of us.
Yes, and don't forget, merch is still available. These are shirts that's available for everybody. It's on our Instagram. It's at the Halo Halo Show. Oh, it's at Halo Halo Show on Instagram.
And that's this set. Do you want to plug your thing? Your Saturday.
What?
Thing. Your Saturday thing. Or is it a speaker?
No. Wait, I'm gonna plug something maybe next week. Next week. Monday. Okay.
Okay.
You'll see it, but and we're gonna have a guesting, if I'm not mistaken.
Tomorrow. Okay, Babatayo, we're good to go or what?
Of course. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
We're good.
We're going to be guesting on...
Gusto mo yung nagpaplano kami dito on record?
No, we had a Tres Leches with the great Broad Fitz, and we're going to be guesting on his podcast, The 80%.
Yeah.
We're recording tomorrow. I don't know when he's going to release that episode, but also a reminder to follow and listen to The 80%. By the way, his latest episode is about Axie Infinity, and I'm going to be on Axie Infinity, man. I'm going to study it this week.
I've been seeing a lot of videos on TikTok about that.
I'm
going to
be a crypto millionaire, bro. Yeah. You wait.
Just you wait.
Okay, that's it. Extra song? I love the show.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.